My question to you was, what made you think that Rick Ross olded you from, you know, basically just running with your whole Rick Ross thing? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you You came up with one.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing is, I put a lot of work into making my name. You know, when I was going to school, the kids used to laugh at me. Y'all too young to know. It used to be a commercial, and it was called Dr. Ross Dog Food. So when I was going to school, that was my nickname. Everybody at the school used to tease me. Dr. Ross Dog Food is dumb, down good. Oof. So when I would go to school, that's what they would do.
Yeah.
So as I was coming up, my name was never a name that was glorious until I started to transform it into being that name that I was proud of.
Yeah.
So once I had put in that work, and even though I go to prison, I still felt that I had ownership of that because I had built that that reputation, that brand. And for somebody to come and use that brand, first I thought that he should have came and talked to me about it. And then if he didn't come and talk to me about it, then he should have rewarded me for allowing him to share in my success. Because really, his success is based off my success, even though he might say, well, I could have used Big Meech, I could have used Larry Hoover. Why didn't you?
Yeah.
You know, that's my rebuttal. So I felt that I had spent a lot of money, I spent a lot of time to build my name up, and time in prison, you know, because my time in prison helped too. All the times that I was on the news, you know, when I first went to jail, they had me on every news channel in the country.
Yeah.
All day, every day for like 2 weeks, you know.
Big dog shit, yeah.
So all that counted toward my name being the name that it had became. And for him to take that, I just felt it was reckless.
It felt some type of weight, yeah. And I'm gonna be real, bro. Like, I felt like if it shouldn't have been nothing, it should have been a respect thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know what? It ain't no person that can't be reached with a name, man. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't no reason that you couldn't reach out and look, bro. I'm about to run with this. This is where I got this from. Cause a nigga do feel some type of way when a nigga taking their shit. Nigga been taking my shit, not giving me credit forever, you heard me? And absolutely. I be feeling some type of way, and it's like, when I say something about it, since they have bigger platforms, it make it seem like I'm bitter. It make it seem like I'm hating. It make it seem like, but all the while, it's really real shit. These niggas taking my absolutely. Shit, you feel me?
Absolutely.
You know, and I can relate to you when a nigga taking your shit, like, you know, you did all the work, but another nigga getting the credit. That's some 48 laws of power shit. You know, that's straight violation, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thievery. They call it thievery. Fuckery.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, all that. I mean, you could just keep adding all that on there, you know?
Yeah.
And you got to feel like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So absolutely. That's how I felt. And I still feel like that, but it's not as bad as it was at one time because I've been able to put myself back on track. You know?
Yeah.
Like I said, a few interviews, you know, like, dude could have just offered me a job.
Yeah.
I know you on parole, you know, come on, go on tour with me. I'm gonna throw you $5.
Just some real nigga shit. Real nigga shit. And look, check this out. So, and I fuck with Ross on music and shit, you know, same like with my situation. He spoke on my situation, you feel me? And I think Rick Ross do that a lot. You know, he take other niggas' stories and make it a part of his image or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's speaking on my situation. I didn't talk to him when I was in prison, too. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. The same way you feel like Baby should have gave me a three-piece, and you say this in your rap, you mention my name. Shit, nigga, what make you so different? I spoke to you, too. You're in a position. With another nigga not doing, you a boss too, nigga. I'm just coming home. I'm grinding. I shouldn't have to work so hard. This what real niggas gonna do now. If you felt like you was real enough to mention my name to get in my business, you should have felt like it was real enough to reach out to me personally. Nigga, DM me. Nigga, I got a blue check. You know that's me. You feel me? And then when a nigga speak out about it, because niggas got bigger platforms, it make it seem like you bitching or you this, you that. But on some real nigga shit, if you real niggas gonna overstand that shit, man, reach out to a nigga before you speak on a nigga.
I mean, they can even put a jacket on you. The boy put a jacket on me that I was a snitch. Not actual people out in the street that say because the cops planted dope on me.
Yeah.
And I'm not supposed to go to court and say I didn't have a kilo that day.
Yeah. You supposed to speak up for yourself. Nah, that ain't my shit. I don't know who it's for.
Yeah.
What you supposed to shut up? Be quiet?
They didn't get it from me. Hey, they didn't get it off my...
It ain't mine. I don't know who it's for. You know, what the fuck you talking about? You know, it's the same way in my case. Two police got shot. Who shot them? Shit, I don't know who did it. I ain't did it. So what you saying? Your girl did? Nah, I ain't saying she did. Y'all saying that. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't do it. You feel me? Y'all got to prove that. And guess
what? They're gonna get mad because you say the cops is lying because you say you didn't do it. But the cop will say you did it because he want to take you down. But he want to take you down anyway. So he going to say you did it. So because you telling that you didn't do it and that the cop planted the evidence to move the evidence around. You know, we understood it in the OJ case when the man planted the glove. It's a difference when you're
bigger platforms get excused.
But you know what? You make a good point there. When you got the platform, it makes a big difference. When everybody listens to you, it's like